The remaining guard slipped past the wounded rescuer. Dashing out into the passage, he screeched, his voice echoing off the walls.
Help! Attack! The prisoners are escaping!
Still holding the two dibbons, Axtell limped out after him, with the spear stuck clean through his foot paw. He stumbled, and the spear half struck the wall, breaking off, but leaving him still transfixed by the point. Gritting his teeth, he hung on to Tassie and Bawty, shuffling down the passage, calling to the captives.
Come here now! Follow me!
Midder and Tura quickly urged the others out.
Hurry up, please! Oh, do be quick!
The very young ones were frightened. Some of them sat where they were, setting up a wailing. Vermin were charging in from all sides. Valeria and Derva could be heard screeching.
Stop them! Guards! Block all exits off right now!
Tura had the two baby hares with her, practically dragging them along, with Midda pushing the rest in her wake. They never even made it out into the passage, as the narrow entrance was blocked by guards wielding weapons.
Get back, or we slay ya! Back! Back!
Tura retreated, yelling at Midda.
Back in before they kill us all!
Axtell made it to the deserted dungeon, where he threw the two little ones in onto the rubble. Turning, he wielded the fearsome warhammer, felling the first three ravagers to reach him. Limping back, he charged them with a loud war cry.
You her! Come and meet Sternclaw! You her!
No beast wanted to be the next to die. They ran back from the berserk warrior Mole. Taking advantage of this, he scrambled back. Clambering over the fallen door, he gave a loud roar and lifted it up into its former position. With several mighty shoves, Axtell managed to ram the door at an angle into its former frame. It made grating sounds as the splintered woodwork lodged itself into the rock. Holding it there with the strength of his broad back, he nodded at the two dibbons.
Up you go into yon tunnel, or you'll follow after me.
Thought he was not much use at climbing, being only a toddler. But Tassie helped him up into the hole.
Come on, Ickleborty. Take my paws. Good baby. Good.
A spear point came right through the shattered door timbers, narrowly missing Axtell's neck. He could feel the door shuddering as the ravagers threw themselves at it. Valet was yelling at them.
Push, you spineless idiots! Knock it down!
Axtell abandoned the door then, trundling awkwardly over the pile of debris. He scrambled into the tunnel entrance. Pushing the two little ones in front of him, he went upward. The door fell, with the Sable Queen behind them. The ravagers held up lanterns and torches. Derva pointed to the tunnel in the far wall.
They've gone in there, after them. They can't get far.
The vermin had to enter single file, with Valeria at the tunnel entrance, kicking and beating them with the flat of a sword.
Move yourselves! They mustn't escape! Move!
Axtell shepherded Bawty and Tassie around the boulder. He could hear the grunts of vermin behind him. Seizing the rope, he gave it a sharp tug, pulling the piece of oak root loose. The big rock made a dull thud as it fell into the shaft behind the escapers, completely blocking it and crushing one of the ravagers in the process. The warrior Mole gritted his teeth, fighting against the pain of the spearhead embedded in his footpaw. He inched his way upward, pushing the two dibbons in front of him, encouraging them to move forward.
You keep a-going, my good little beasts, or I'm right ahind, eh?
Tassie kept tight hold of Bawty, who was whimpering with fright, rubbing soil from his eyes.
With my mama.
The young Redwall squirrel maid pulled him along with her.
Come on, it's not far now. Soon see your mama.
Axtell gave them both a final shove, heaving them out into the night-dark woodland. He crawled out after them, giving an anguished grunt as the spearhead struck a stone, gouging at his wounded footpaw. The warrior Mole lost consciousness then, falling senseless on the grass. Tassie cleaned the soil from Bawty's face.
There now, Ickleun. That's much her better, hey?
She turned to Axtell.
Thank you for getting us out, sir.
He lay inert. Tassie shook him, but he did not move.
Wake ye up, sir. Wake ye up. Please?
The squirrel maid patted Axtell's forepaws, tweaked his snout, and forced one of his eyes open. It fell back shut. She began shouting in his ear.
Don't be asleep! Wake her up now! Please! Please!
Little Bossy had recovered from his ordeal. He giggled, imitating Tassie as he chafed the unconscious mole's paw, calling out,
wakey up, sir!
The mole warrior was still not moving, even though Bossy clambered up onto him. Tassie pulled the little shrew off Axel's still form. She began to cry then, rocking the shrew babe back and forth as she clutched him to her.
Oh, Bossy, what we gonna do?